William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Burning God by R.F. Kuang, performed by Emily Wu Zeller. Prologue.
We shouldn't be doing this,
Daji said. The campfire burned an unnatural shade of purple, sparking and hissing reproachfully as if it could sense her guilt. Tendrils of flame reached out like grasping hands that transformed into flickering faces that, months later, still made Daji's stomach twist with shame. She looked away. But the dead were seared into the backs of her eyelids, their mouths still open in shock at her betrayal. Their whispers echoed in her mind, the same way they echoed every night in her dreams. Murderer, they said. Ingrate. Whore. Fear squeezed her chest.
Riga, I don't think—
Too late for second guesses now, sweetheart.
Across the fire, Riga was binding a struggling deer with his usual brutal, callous efficiency. He'd already arranged 3 serrated knives, all looted from the corpses of Catreid archers, in a perfect triangle around the fire. Daji hadn't touched hers. She'd been too scared. The glinting metal looked poisonous, resentful.
We're far past the point of no return, don't you think?
The deer arched its neck, straining to break free. Riga grasped its antlers with one hand and slammed its head to the ground. The flames jumped higher. The whispers intensified. Daji flinched.
This feels wrong.
Riga snorted.
When did you become such a coward?
I'm just worried. Tavari said—
Who cares what she said?
Riga sounded brittle. Defensive. Daji knew he too was ashamed. She could tell some small part of him wished they'd never started down this path. But he could never admit that. If he did, he'd break. Riga, pinning the deer's neck down with one knee, jerked twine around its front legs. The deer's mouth opened as if to scream, but the only sound it could make was a hoarse, eerie rasp.
Tveri's always been full of shit. Prophecy, my ass. Don't believe that babble. She was just saying whatever the Sorkin Sira wanted us to hear.
She said this would kill us, Daji said.
That's not precisely what she said.
It's close enough.
Oh, Daji.
Riga tightened the last knot with a cruel yank, examined his handiwork for a moment, then moved to sit down beside her. His hand massaged her back in slow circles. He meant to be comforting. It felt like a trap.
Do you think I'd ever let anything happen to you?
Daji struggled to keep her breathing even.
Do what he says, she reminded herself. That was the deal she'd made with Ziya. Keep your head down and obey, or Riga will find some way to get rid of you.
She should be glad for this ritual. It was protection, the ultimate guarantee that Riga could not kill her without killing himself, a shield for her and Zuya both. But still she was so afraid. What if this was worse than death? She found her voice.
There has to be some other way.
There isn't,
Riga snapped.
We won't last much longer like this. This war has gotten too big. Our enemies have grown too many.
He gestured with his knife toward the forest.
And if Ziya keeps acting like that, he won't last another day.
He won't last because you've pushed him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?